You're listening to the Carl Network.
Not laughing today.
Warning, listening to the creep-off might leave you triggered. This episode may contain murder, rape, laughing at murder and rape, ableism, Lenny Dykstra, serial keeters, smile-talking, fat-shaming, child abuse, drug abuse, pizza abuse, victim-blaming, and the state of Florida.
'Cause Vinny's a creep. And Carl's a weirdo. I'm not kidding around. They're both degenerate psychopaths with no business in a civilized society. And they're gonna take you on a scum parade.
Hola, creepos. Welcome to another edition of your favorite true crime podcast, a show about creeps, by creeps, for you creeps. I'm your host. My name is Vinny. And joining me in studio today, as thrilled as I am to be here with you, it is hot Carl.
Hey, don't speak for me. I don't know how thrilled I am to be here. But Vinny, it's good to see you, buddy. I want to say happy 4th of July weekend. And even more importantly, happy Super Chat Monday.
A happy Super Chat Monday to you too,
this is a
Carl.
Special Super Chat Monday. I already got gifts for all the family. It's a very exciting holiday that we celebrate.
Expensive stuff, so ante up.
That's
now,
right.
Carl, today is going to be a fun episode. We have decided to celebrate our country's independence by giving you a great parade in grand fashion, Carl.
Yes, there is always a parade for the 4th of July. Ours is a bit different because there will be some foreigners.
Yes, there are. But I figured that what better way to point out how great America is,
right,
by also pointing the shitty end of the stick at other countries.
Sometimes you got to look at Indonesia and China and go, okay, we're not so bad.
Thanks.
We're not so bad.
Good point. Good point. Now, last week, Carl, we had a competition and we both brought in our nominations for Creepiest Barber.
Yes.
Here to give us the results is our vivacious, our lovely, our effinescent, is that a word?
I like it.
Is that a shitty band? It's Jess. Hi, Jess.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Good. I'm feeling very effinescent.
Ah, that's why Vinny picked up on that.
Yes.
He could tell.
I think that's what you get when you drop in a Alka-Seltzer into water. Effinescence.
Yes. That is what Jessica looks like today. Great. Now, Jess, am I going to be happy with you today or not so happy with you today? Because I have not looked at the results yet. This is going to be news to me. And I want to be happy with you today. I want you to put me in a good mood.
You
I
are,
want to know.
Carl, because it's 65.4 to 34.6 with Carl winning.
Yes! Yeah!
You know, Carl.
Yeah.
This morning when I was driving in, for some reason, I decided to listen to a little WATP, and I heard you talking about this show and how you needed to start making up more rules to accuse me of cheating.
Yes, do you think that's a good strategy?
No.
Because there were so many rules. We just reviewed this show, Who Would Win? And it's a debate-style show like this is, and they have like 17 rules that they have to follow, and the judge could be there and tell them that they're not following the rules. It's like, that's a good idea. I have a feeling that Vinny is cheating. And I have a feeling that what I can do is I can make rules retroactive so that we can go back and take away a lot of these wins that you had over the years.
Do you have a date picked out for Gary?
I don't yet.
Well, you know, there's only so many days in the month of July.
There's 31 specifically.
Yes, there are.
31.
Okay.
And there's only so many Cubs, only so many Cubs home games, too. Because if I'm going to go to Gary, I'm going to go to Wrigley Field. You know that.
That's fine.
I had a very...
I want you to get some fun out of this.
I'm going to tease this. I had a very...
I want it to be a real misery, though.
I had a very long and interesting conversation with a new friend of mine this morning who is from Chicago. So we were talking a little bit of Cubs baseball, but mostly we were talking about Stuttering John and Artie Lang's relationship because this man used to be the producer for Artie Lang's podcast.
Interesting.
Yes. So he's had a lot of interactions with John Melendez directly, and we had a lot of interesting conversations about that.
The Stuttering John shit's bound to creep up over here on the Creep Off.
It is.
Because that's what happens. We talk about creeps. And the one thing I know about Stuttering John is that the guy doesn't change.
No.
There is no real change ever. It is flip, flop, and fly at all times with this guy. Whichever way the wind is blowing, there goes.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, won't get fooled again. as the great George W. Bush once said.
I'm looking on Twitter this morning, and there's a very interesting threat that was made directed towards you that I had to send you the screenshot.
I want to talk to you about that. Can we just, before we do that, because I feel like this is Jess's segment that we're in right now.
Yeah, that's fine. She can hang out.
So do we have any comments from Reddit or anything that you wanted to point out from our...
Yeah, I have a few.
We had a good show last week. It was a very good episode.
Mainly people upset with the new voting page.
Hmm.
That's what it's been.
Bring it what back are they to Reddit? Upset about? Because I'm not happy with it right now.
So should we bring it back to Reddit? Is that what people want?
So it said, SE762 said, the new webpage sucks, all caps. Bring the votes back here. I think subreddit surfing replied, oh, bitch.
Yeah.
I know that guy.
And then another person said, how can we vote? Are you hosting thecreepoff.com on 2600s. I have no idea what these are because I'm young. And
you know what an Atari 2600 is.
I know what an Atari is. Carl wins. Nothing worse than a freelancer. I'd much rather have my throat cut in a certified barbershop than have some unlicensed hairdresser shear my locks on the bus.
Thank you. I'm glad some people are picking up what I'm putting down.
Well, I did want to point the fuck out that you are going on your show going, I'm a cheater. You didn't even bring a barber.
Point the fuck out.
That's what another person said. I think Carl should lose solely because this guy wasn't a barber. I don't care if he was nicknamed the TriMet barber and his crime did involve cutting hair. The guy wasn't a licensed barber and didn't commit any of his crimes instead of a hairstyling establishment.
How technical do we need to get on the creep off here, Vinny? Is this what you want to start doing? Get into technicalities about why the person's creep should qualify for
Carl,
the category?
This
or not?
Is what you just said you wanted to do on WHB.
I want more rules, but not rules that will fuck me up, Vinny. That's what I said. I think I can get creative. So if we say the category is barber, and I find a guy who's whacking off into women's hair and then cutting it off on the bus, that's a win for me. That's thinking outside the box. That is creative.
All right. See, I don't want to stifle the creativity.
Thank you. All right. Good.
But I would rather win. So, I'm going to filibuster.
Okay. Fair enough.
Jess, what do you think? Should Carl lose a point?
I have no say. I don't run the votes.
Jess, the answer is no, Jess. Come on.
I don't think that's the answer.
I don't want to get on either your bad side.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. I see what's happening here. Vinny's the one who signs your paycheck. I see what's going on. All right. Fair enough. No,
just can't be mean to people. It's hard.
Yeah. You don't want to be on the dark side of this fucking eclipse. Mm-hmm. Now, Carl, I want to congratulate you on your win, I guess.
Thank you very much, Vinny.
The score is now 4-3.
Yes! Game point!
And that means that next week when the contest resumes, we will pick up with you in game point, as you just said.
I love it. Thank you, Vinny.
Jessica,
that's exciting.
Thank you for coming on today. As always, you're a treat at Jess Daydreaming, wherever you find social media. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
Go celebrate our country's birth there, Jessica.
That's what we're doing. Now, pal, do you want to comment on the threatening tweets at you that I don't like it when people threaten my pal Carl. I get very upset.
Yeah, so basically, I don't even know where to begin with this because this has been such a whirlwind. But as I think everybody knows who follows me and Stuttering John, I got to talk to John for the first time ever last week on Tuesday's Misery Loves Company. It was the first time him and I were having a conversation. And the conversation went well. People seemed to enjoy it. And it was even brought up that John and I seem to have good chemistry. And so there were some ideas floating around about me and John teaming up again. And John then went on Chad Zumach's show. Mm-hmm. So John's doing a whole media tour now. He's going on all the shows. He's back out
there.
Well,
he went on Misery Loves Company and Chad Zumach's show.
Yeah.
It's not exactly Opie Radio.
Correct. He hasn't been on Opie Radio yet. He's trying to, though. He was trying to get on Opie Radio because I talked to John again on Saturday. I don't know if you know this part of it.
Okay.
I called it a Chad show. Because Chad had John on again on Saturday, and they brought me in, and I got to talk with them yet again. And the conversation this time was about who are these podcasts producing a boxing match between Stuttering John and all three of the guys from Uncle Rico. He wants to fight Silent Mike, mm-hmm. Bomb Levy, mm-hmm. and I don't know what he calls Shuley.
Probably the dues payer.
Yeah, the dues payer. I know. I was just going to say something that was anti-Semitic. I'm like, I'm not going to say that. The dues payer, right. So he wants to fight all three of those guys. And I said, listen, man, we can host it on Who Are These Podcasts. I'll do it on my channel. I'll produce it. So he's all getting pumped up.
Oh, I'd help you produce the shit out of that.
Oh, yeah. Vinny, we know people. We can make this happen.
Oh, yeah. That's easy.
So that was the conversation I had.
How do you feel about Rochester in February for a fight?
So that was the conversation I had with John. And we were talking about also doing another show, him and me, on Who Are These Podcasts channel. So then Sunday, I get the invite to go on Uncle Rico's show. And with John coming back to the internet and all of this fun, exciting stuff, I said, yeah, I'll do that. So got home from a friend's house, popped on there, turned into 2 hours of us watching Shuley talk to John, because I gave Shuley the link after I left Chad's show, and then Shuley called in. But also me talking to Chad and John. So we were going through all that kind of stuff. Well, apparently, my buddy, Stuttering John, my new friend, was not happy about that.
Oh, no.
Now, what I thought I was doing, Vinny, was I'm creating even more drama leading up to this big showdown. You know, we're going to have this big episode with Carl and Stuttering John, you know, part two. You know, the big showdown, what's going to happen? So I'm on there, and we're busting balls like we always do. And then I wake up this morning, and lo and behold, there's a tweet that went out that's threatening my new house in Florida that I've talked about.
Yep.
With John and a biker gang that he's friends with. Now,
Huffy or Schwid?
Now, Vinny, I've reached out to John because I said, I thought we were building up for a big show here. Now you're threatening me very publicly. I gave him the screen grab and everything. And he has not responded. I don't know if he has me blocked or what's going on, but he has not responded to that.
Oh, man. Coors, this is a problem. So, did you really think that the beast was tamed?
Do you know,
it's chaos theory, dude. I feel like I'm Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park.
I feel stupid. I feel like I should have known better. I feel dumb. But let me just tease this, because I'm not going to get into it here. This is the creep off. This is not Stuttering John Gossip Hour on this show. But I talked to one Daniel Filato.
Okay.
And people can look up his credentials. He's been all over the place. But he had a very close relationship with a lot of the guys from Howard Stern, and he's buddies with Kevin Brennan. So he's kind of in this world quite a bit. And he was telling me some stories about when John used to do Artie's podcast, because Dan was the producer of that podcast.
Uh-oh.
And if you've heard John talk about how he's pissed at Dan for not taking things out of Artie's show where they were talking about his trans kid, he mentions it to this day that he's mad at Daniel. And it turns out Daniel actually did pull people. He pulled the audio of people talking shit about John's trans kid, but it was John who was talking shit about John's trans kid. And John, after a case of beer, according to Daniel, after a case of beer on Artie's show, was telling all sorts of jokes, all sorts of hilarious jokes about missing penises and things like that. Things I've never talked about. And John then decided, after he sobered up, he gave Daniel a call and said, you can't put that out. And Daniel, to his credit, said, no problem, I won't. And John, the next time he saw Daniel, gave him a big hug. Thanks, man. You're a stand-up guy. I see why you're friends with all these celebrities and why people respect you. And then John turned on him. Like he always does. And there's a lot more to that story. So that's just a tease. And I'm very interested to tell you guys what happened between these guys.
Somebody clip that tease and get it on the internet.
All right.
Wow. What? That's a bombshell.
Dude, I can't even tell you. My head is spinning. This conversation I had this morning, I can't even begin. It's unreal. So
all right. I'm coming to fix your camera. Keep talking.
Okay. What's wrong with my camera? I'm looking. Oh, I can just move. Oh, really?
Yes. It's makes me mental.
Who cares? Oh, my gosh. You ever watch the BS show? Julie's like all the way to the side.
Oh, this ain't no BS show.
This ain't no BS show.
Yeah, we put preparation into it. We don't just show up and turn the mics on.
That's right, buddy. And also, we read your super chats on this show.
Let's do it. Let's start.
Let's get into the super chats, because I do appreciate a super chat Monday with none other than...
Yay, super chats.
Kinky Loco, $2. It's my favorite podcaster. Oh, and Carl, too. Kinky.
Hey, Kinky.
All right, so I'm your second favorite. I get it.
Thanks for the $1.99.
I'm fine with that. $5 from Turbo Neil Breen. I'm so proud of you, Carl. Hashtag Vinny Spinny. That's right, buddy. Vinny Spinny coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bill Loney. $2. There was voter fraud and I have proof. Oh, will that be on the after show?
The creep after?
The creep after.
Oh,
after
if Bill
show.
Loney can put out a compelling argument for this on the after, the creep after.
Yep.
I'll revisit it again next week. It better be compelling. I don't want this whole flood the goal line bullshit.
Right.
I want some real evidence. All right.
I'm annoying $5. Do you want to read that one? I don't like it.
Vote for Vinny. Oh, I would have really liked you to read that one. Why don't you read that one, Carl?
Come on. I don't like that one.
They paid $4.99.
I denounce it.
Oh, hold on.
I'm not into that one.
I denounce it.
All right.
You are fake news.
All right, Carl. So this is my wedding anniversary weekend.
Oh.
So this whole weekend has just been like slammed busy. So this is going to be a lot
Why?
Of fun.
Hold on. Time out.
Yeah.
What do you do for your wedding anniversary? That
whatever
makes you so
I'm
busy?
Told. Whatever the fuck
oh,
I'm told.
Oh, okay.
All sorts of activity. Wear a dumb shirt. I get told to do a lot of things.
Wait, so that wasn't your decision?
Do you see any wrestling guys on the shirt?
I didn't see
it
a single wrestling guy.
It
okay.
was not my choice.
Okay. I thought maybe it was in tribute to Hulk Hogan's theme song, I Am a Real American.
By the way, that episode was a lot of fun that we did the other
we
day.
We just inducted Terry Hulk Hogan into the Creep Off Hall of Fame. If you're not on our Patreon, Supercast, or backed by, you should be. Because you get fun episodes like that.
Not only is he a Hall of Fame victim blamer, he almost murdered Richard Belzer.
Yes.
And what else did he do, Carl?
We had video of him almost murdering Richard Belzer.
Yes. He also says the N-word.
Oh, he does like to use that word, doesn't he?
Apparently does. I didn't realize that was something we do on Hulkamania. And nope. Hulkamania, the world of Hulkamania is not
listen,
for
listen,
racism.
I'll go out. Now, Vinny, now I know this bugs you, so I'm going to do this a bunch.
I hate you.
I'll go out on a limb and say I think the amount of times that Hulk Hogan uses the N-word is too much. I think it's excessive.
I would call it one too many. You could say that again.
Say that again, buddy.
It's easy for you to say. Okay.
I see what you do.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a clown. Carl, I guess that means it's time for a scum parade, so let's get after it
let's
because
go.
That's what our plan is for the day.
Scum parade, take me on a raid of these fuck charades that these creeps have made. Scum parade, Vinny and Carl gonna tell you about some fuck shit. Scum parade, like stories of a kid fucked by his mom or dad, soaking up the blood of a cat. Scum parade.
Now, before we jump directly into it, let's take some time and give our condolences to someone that we featured on a bonus episode not too long ago.
Yes.
Tammy Slayton.
Oh, poor Tammy.
Tammy is having a problem because apparently someone married her and then died.
Oh, my gosh. What are the chances?
It's that guy next to her in that picture.
Yeah, that's Caleb.
Caleb Willingham.
Now, what reality show were they on together? Because I don't know. I don't follow this stuff.
The 1,000 Pound Sisters.
Okay. So, apparently, these two lovebirds met in some type of dieting rehab.
Ohio Obesity Rehab Center. Yes.
Now, if I thought that obesity was fine and it was healthy and everyone celebrates it, why is there a rehab center for it? I'm confused.
Well, because those people are dumb and wrong.
Oh.
Now, the 40-year-old man, Caleb, was nicknamed Double K. I don't know why, but I just like that nickname.
I'm not sure why either.
Starred on the weight loss show alongside his wife as they battled their chronic obesity together. The two got married just weeks after they met. With Slayton telling people at the time, our wedding day was perfect. There was so much love in the room. I literally married my best friend.
Aw.
Yeah.
I'm
however.
Bad now. Oh, shit. What happened?
There's a big however after that.
Yeah.
In this article. The Sun reported May that the two were set to divorce.
Vinny, you always have a big butt. You know that?
I cannot lie. The Sun reported May that the two were set to divorce. Not even a year in, Carl.
I can't believe that two people who met on a reality show weren't able to stay married.
Yeah.
That's shocking to me.
Well, I mean, when you can't even find a bed to share, it's hard to be married.
Dude. And also, I just want to point this out. I'm sure I said this on the bonus show. This woman is both fat and ugly. It doesn't matter how much weight she loses. She could maybe go from a 0 to a 1. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
She's missing half of her teeth. Ugh. So, like, when she shrinks down, she's going to look like a bulldog.
She's a disaster.
Yeah. And then this guy, you know, he could have had his pick of the women over there at that fat rehab center.
That's true. That's true. He decided, you know what? I need to fix her. He got himself a fixer-upper.
No, Carl. Unfortunately, he was the problem because Caleb was refusing to stick to his diet.
Yeah, but that's why you marry a bitch like this, because you don't want to stick to your diet. Isn't that the whole point of marrying an obese bitch? Is that you guys are going to go out for pizza a couple times a day? You know what I mean? Could you imagine all of a sudden she's nagging him like, oh, you're going to have another snack? Like, yeah, that's what we do. What are you talking about?
Dude, I don't know how I've stayed married. I do not know how I've stayed married when I look at these two.
I don't think your wife nags you.
She doesn't, but here's the thing. I just left the house. She was doing strength training workouts.
Yeah.
And tomorrow morning, I'm taking her to run a half marathon and shit. Like, she's fucking into fitness, into all this stuff. That shouldn't break up your relationship, Tammy Caleb, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, hold on a second, though. Caleb gained 30 pounds.
Just because I eat a pizza during the marathon.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we're going to break up.
People are handing her cups of water as she's running down. You just hand her a slice of pizza. This is not what I need, Vinny. Thank you for your support, but wasn't looking for that.
Carbs. You need carbs while you're running.
No, you don't. Not while you're running, Vinny. I keep telling you that. That's not how you work out.
So I shouldn't be eating mozzarella sticks.
Vinny orders Domino's to his treadmill. I'm like, no. That's not.
They have one of those pickup boxes right next to my treadmill, actually.
No, I can just see at the gym, the pizza guy shows up. All right, who ordered the pizza? Everyone just points over at you.
Everybody looks at this. What is this, fucking Planet Fitness? What is happening
here?
Oh,
shots fired.
Yeah, all right, Carl.
So he gained 30 pounds, and I'm just like, what is that, 1%?
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
I can go up 1% or 2% pretty easily. I don't know why that's a big deal.
People, ebbs and flows, baby. Weight is a very different thing for everybody. But this guy put on 30 pounds. This woman has 30 pounds hanging under her chin.
Right. And also, the other thing that's funny about this article is it kept saying multiple times, the cause of death is unknown. This 40-year-old obese man, we don't know how he died. I don't know how he was still alive. 40 years is a lot for that heart.
Yeah, that's true. So I just wanted to send our sincere condolences to them. And I feel so bad for Tammy. She found love and it was taken away from her. But you know what? I laughed at it.
All right. That's all you can do.
And we're creeps. So.
Listen, if you don't laugh, you cry. That's what I've discovered in life.
Carl, you're right, buddy. You're right. I have some great news, folks. We're going to start off with a video, shall we, Carl?
Sure.
Here's a story from Detroit, a place we're going to be visiting later this year. Yeah.
Yeah, September 15th, WATPlive.com for tickets to the Magic Bag in Ferndale, Michigan, just outside of Detroit.
That is correct. I just want to make sure I got my story here. Now, a Detroit man set a gas station on fire with a blowtorch after appearing to get into an argument with the clerk, trapping the worker inside a raging inferno.
Do you remember when they just used to shoot the clerks? You know, just pull a gun and shoot the guy? That was the old-fashioned way to do it, I suppose.
I believe that arson is a pretty serious felony.
Yeah.
So it's up there it's up there with assault with a deadly weapon and stuff like that. So the charges will probably be pretty similar no matter what here.
Attempted murder, I believe, is the charge here.
Well, it depends on the jurisdiction. Here we go. Detroit, baby. In Detroit, this is a misdemeanor, I think. So what we're seeing is a man who's dumping a garbage can full of gasoline onto the floor and then walking in there and talking shit to the clerk. There's no audio to this because this is the surveillance footage.
Right.
And he's got a blowtorch in his hand.
Yeah, that's menacing.
Yep.
Oh, and he's... Is he going to light it? Surprised he didn't light himself up. He's stepping
here we go.
In it. Oh, and there it goes. And that flame has taken over the store immediately.
Yeah, thank you, New York Post, for that.
That spread in about 2 seconds.
That is a large amount of gasoline to throw into the middle of a room. A small area like that, and just to light it up on fire.
Yeah.
So I gotta say, points for creativity. The guy's name is Julian Waddle Miller. Now, the fire spreads immediately, covering nearly the entire store in 2 seconds as a clerk stands trapped behind the counter. The employee was rushed to the hospital where he was treated for first-degree burns.
Vinny was running in there. You ever see Pee-wee's Big Adventure when he's saving the pets in the pet store? Vinny's running out with Twinkies. He's like, no! He keeps running back in. Little Debbie snacks in his hands.
You going to let those Hostess cherry pies go? They're good warm.
They are good warm.
They're very good warm.
Yeah, they're better.
Dude, I fucking hate gas station shit like that. That ain't me, babe.
Okay. Methinks thou dost protesteth too much, methinks.
No, I eat a lot of good food. Like, oh, okay. That's my problem.
Got it.
It's not the trash. So, the harrowing footage was captured by Project Greenlight Cameras, a public-private partnership project aimed at trying to reduce crime in Detroit. And I wanted to point that out because when you see a video like this spread all over the news, I don't think what you're doing here is giving people ideas.
No, I disagree, because this guy was picked up. He has been arrested. So you're letting people know that you might get caught trying to murder a clerk by burning him alive.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's a good thing to put out to the community.
I guess that's fine, but I wouldn't put the video out. Like, watching how, the guy went out to the gas pumps, filled a fucking garbage can that's right out there next to the gas pumps, walks in and fucking sets it on fire.
Vinny, you're impressed with the creativity? This is not a difficult thing to figure out.
All right.
I think anyone who's pissed at a clerk could figure this one out.
Okay, you've been pissed at a clerk. Did you ever come up with that one?
I thought about it.
All right, I stand corrected.
A lot.
I stand corrected. All right.
I didn't have a blowtorch. Oh, it was a fucking Bic lighter that wasn't working.
All right.
It was his lucky day.
A tattoo artist allegedly forced his cheated girlfriend to eat his food,
Hold on,
Carl.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were moving on from that story.
Oh, I thought you were done.
No.
You acted like you were done. Go ahead.
There is a very important element in here that I want everyone to know, because we have a lot of listeners in the Detroit area.
Okay.
And they're probably thinking like, oh my gosh, this Julian Miller is a madman. I hope I don't encounter him in my daily activities. And I want to let you know, good news, even though he was let out on bail, he does have a tracking device. He has one of those ankle bracelets. So don't worry, everyone's safe. There's no way anything bad's going to happen. There's a GPS tracking device, and I'm sure he won't fuck with it. I'm sure everyone will be fine.
All right, De La says, celebrate safe, always vote Carl. Bullshit.
Thank you, De La. Dale's a good guy.
No, he isn't. He's a creep. All right.
Yeah, he listens to this show.
Well, that's a solid point. Yeah. You are all our creeps, all of us here together. Now, let's get back to this story that I just wanted to drop on you. This happened in Jakarta. A tattoo artist forced his cheating girlfriend to eat his own poo, Carl.
Now, in this article,
yes.
I don't know why they talk about his job so much. I'm wildly confused about this. So he's a tattoo artist, but they mention it 3 times in the first 3 sentences.
Here's what I'm thinking. This is a frowned upon profession, so they're trying to throw shame upon it.
Right, so if he was like a hip-hop artist or a punk rocker, they'd mention that too. Yeah.
It's okay. Meant to point that out that this guy's a sleazebag.
Because honestly, if it said professional businessman or successful CEO forces his girlfriend to eat shit, that's interesting too. Doesn't have to be a tattoo artist.
Yeah. Doctors and lawyers do insane things, too.
As we'll find out in a moment.
We're getting there. Now, the case started after the suspect saw another man in his girlfriend's rented apartment. He tried to chase the man, but was unsuccessful. Before he entered the house, walked into the bathroom, took a shit, walked out to the living room, and wiped it in his girlfriend's face.
So how should you punish... How should you punish your girlfriend for cheating on you? That's what I want to know. If that's the wrong way, do you know how satisfying that must have felt, Vinny? Put yourself in this guy's shoes. He's so angry. He wanted to beat this guy up. He got away, but he still got the cheating girlfriend there.
Yeah. Well, she's the creep that we're bringing up in the story.
Right.
It's her.
Stop cheating on your man.
Yeah, don't cheat on your man. Now, he's also accused of hitting his girlfriend around the face and on her hand during the same poo-related incident.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it wasn't like a loving hair. Like, you know the way when you get married and you smear the cake on each other's faces?
Yeah, it probably didn't go down like that. Like, oh, you. Okay. You got me with your poop. I wasn't ready for that.
Oh, I'm sorry I cheated on you. You got me. You rascal. apparently they were headed towards a rocky relationship. Yeah, this is a not a good situation, but it's pretty funny. So, Jakarta, fucking love it.
Now, what happened was this woman went and got a job at a factory, and that's where she met this guy.
That is true.
Where they started an affair. And I just have to say, don't let your girlfriends get jobs at factories. That's what children are for.
Yeah, she must be very unskilled labor.
Right. This is where eight-year-olds make a living.
She's probably, I bet you the shit sandwich he gave her is better than the food in the factory cafeteria.
I would imagine so. Even though they are building iPhones.
Well, I mean, it's not like they're allowed to take them home with them.
No. Can't even get it past the suicide net. Can't even get it past if you try.
Holy shit. All right, Carl. Did you ever take martial arts as a kid?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Go figure.
An eight-year-old boy has been beaten to death by his martial arts instructor the day after signing up for classes, Carl, in China.
Oh, boy.
They take it very seriously over there.
You thought Cobra Kai was tough on the students. This one is rough.
Yeah. The youngster has not been named. Joined the Chengde Young Martial Arts Sports Club in Shandong on June 17th. But on June 18th, his parents, who had paid 7,600 yen, that's about 837 euros for the year's worth of self-defense lessons, were sent a video of him during training in which he looked unusually pale.
Yeah.
His mother noted that he was covered in bruises, which were mostly concentrated on his legs. The boy was taken to the Third People's Hospital in Chaoyang, where he was declared dead on arrival after reportedly being beaten by his instructor.
You know, they say there's no such thing as bad publicity, but I'm not sure about that with this one.
Not great.
Not great. And this kid must have had some kind of mouth on him. If one day in, the instructor's just beating him to death.
You can only imagine. Mess around with the instructor in martial arts. You should know that going in. There's a reason they're there.
See the color of that guy's belt? Stop calling him names. It's not going to end well for you.
The boy's father was sent the video around 11 a.m. on June 18th and said he looked unusually pale. They criticized the coaches for not taking him to the hospital, but here's the thing.
Wait, hold on a second. They criticized him for not taking him to the hospital sooner? How about not beating him to death? That would be my criticism if I was a parent. I don't know.
Well, a video posted online showed a boy wearing an orange t-shirt with the martial arts club's name on the back. He collapsed to the floor as a woman's voice could be heard saying, If you keep doing this, your mom told me she will not pick you up for 1 year. So they were, like, taunting this passed-out child on the floor. Mr. Zai, the boy's father, was very upset. Now, I don't know if that's the same boy or if that's just, like, how they train them all there.
I thought it was the same boy, but you're right. Now, it isn't worded that way in the story.
Yeah, it might be, like, a different kid. Just somebody got footage of a kid. Like, what I find interesting about this is the shit. Like, if you take your dog to doggy daycare, they send you a little video halfway through the morning.
Sure.
Oh, your kid's alive or your dog's alive. Or whatever. This is the same thing, but they're literally kicking the shit out of the children.
Right.
Sending pictures of the bruises to the parents.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, Vinny.
Well,
and what does kill you
makes you dead.
Yeah. No one ever finishes that saying, but that's how it ends.
Ta-da! Oh, boy. Now, the fun part is that this martial arts club is rather new.
The fun part.
They just registered in April, so they'll get the hang of it eventually.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. Right.
I think they'll get
Everyone goes through growing pains when you first open a business.
Holy shit. Boy, that's a funny story to me.
And
this
capable.
Poor fucking kid. He's like going in there because he's like, I'm not going to get bullied in school anymore. And the teacher just beats the shit out of him to death.
You're having a little bit too much fun with this, Vinny, I have to say. And Capable says, is Vinny getting better at reading these, or did he just have a good lunch today?
Haven't had lunch yet. Maybe that's the trick.
Well, maybe that's the trick.
Empty stomach Paulino, they call me.
All right, yeah, no more food for Vinny. You're going to get the greatest podcaster in the world.
Yeah, you're going to get Creeps and Roses, Vinny. That's what you're going to get. The height.
Oh, boy, that was the height of your career, wasn't it?
Yeah, boy.
That was something else. Season one, not season two. Season one.
Yeah. A Texas mother, Carl, is very upset with her child's daycare.
Oh.
Now, we just talked about this very responsible Chinese martial arts school where they were sending the documents to the parents and everything. And they were able to check on them during the day. This school does not have such a policy. They don't even let their parents know when they start missing limbs.
That's a problem.
Apparently. Yeah. Well, Danielle Hurt said her 15-month-old daughter Madeline is now facing a lifelong deformity after her teacher let a door swing shut on her hand.
Now, do you know how hard you have to slam a door in order to take a finger off of somebody? We're talking about, this is finding out that your wife is secretly a Chad Zumach fan. That's the level of pissed off you have to be to slam a door that hard.
Yes. Yes. Camera footage shows a teacher who is failing to pay attention let the door slam shut on the little girl's hand. Hurt says staff were further negligent in not immediately calling 911 and instead waiting for her to arrive. And when she did arrive, they handed her the daughter's finger in a plastic bag and said, here you go.
There you go. Here's your daughter and here's the rest of your daughter. Have a great day, ma'am.
She says she became enraged after watching surveillance footage of the moment, which came to her came after the child was playing outside. While walking back inside, Hurt claims the teacher wasn't paying attention, allowed the door to shut while her finger was in the way. Now, to me, that's the kind of shit that could happen anytime. That could happen. That's just life, man. Bad shit happens. I knew a kid who fucking lost a couple fingers in elementary school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He fell out of a tree and tried to grab like a power transformer that was by power lines, and he fucking got electrocuted and lost, I think, part of his thumb and then like his...
Holy shit. I thought you were going to say it was you eating pizza too quickly. I didn't realize there was going to be an actual story attached to that.
That was the lunch lady. She tried to take a slice away from me.
You have to feed the Vinny with the palm open. I always tell everybody that.
Palm open.
Palm open like this. Or you will bite a finger off.
And number one rule, Carl?
Yeah.
No eye contact.
So I love the fact that the mom immediately is talking about lifelong deformity.
Yeah.
Because those are some lawsuit
those
words.
Those are some lawyer.
That's
some
a lawsuit term right there. Lifelong deformity. It's like, she could have been the greatest piano player since Alicia Keys, if not for this incident. That's going to be worth at least $23 million, Your Honor.
Yeah, good luck from this place. The people who thought it was a good idea to put the thumb in a plastic bag, you're lucky if they have insurance. Jesus. All right. Thank you for the...
Yay, Super Chats.
Dead Fool, VIP.
Thank you, Dead Fool. $50. I came to vote for Vinny. Sorry, Carl, but he gave me a studio tour, and this is his show, Bribes Work. Hold on. Now you're bribing people for votes? This is against the new rules that I'm making. This is specifically against those new rules.
God damn it, Dead Fool, you blew
you're
my
cheating.
Cover.
You're cheating, Vinny.
Shut up. Anybody who asked me for a studio tour that was here for DabbleCon, I gave it to them just to be nice.
That's funny because I go, Vinny, we should let the VIP people come back to the studio. You're like, no, not doing that.
Nope, just people ask nice.
Yeah. So turns out you were more than willing to let them back here, just not when I suggested it. All right.
Yeah, well. Michael C. wants to know, Carl.
Is Bert Kreischer the new co-host? No, that's actually Vinny Paulino, surprisingly.
Hold on.
Oh, Jesus. Shirt's coming off.
Get the fuck out of here.
No. So, dude, you'd be so much funnier if you just take your shirt off during your stand-up sets. People would love that.
I retired from stand-up. I'm retired now.
Well, tried to give you a good suggestion.
Yeah.
All right, so getting back to the story real quick. The fun part about this, you know, the lifelong deformity and saying that the school didn't call 911 right away.
There's more fun past that?
Yeah. The doctors fixed this. The doctors were able to reattach the finger, and the kid's going to be fine. But the mom did not want to hear that. The mom's just like, nope, it's probably going to fall off again. She literally says, it's going to fall off again. She's going to rip it off.
She's just sitting there shaking the kid's hands, no trying to make shit. It go.
But also, she goes... I had to go to the school, and then I had to take my child to the hospital. What do you want the teacher to do? Leave the biggest kid in charge and drive away with this girl? Like, I mean, they have a responsibility to other students.
You call the ambulance.
Well, I guess he could have called an ambulance.
Are you kidding me? Of course you call an ambulance immediately.
What are you, her attorney now? What's going on?
I just might be. If I get on the settlement, I feel like this is...
Even if the thing gets fixed, it's a gold digger.
You are correct. Even if the thing is fixed, she's definitely angling for a payday.
Yes.
But she's going to get one.
Oh, I think that's probably true, yeah.
She's going to get a very big one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, here's something.
Hey, is the reason why you don't want to have kids because you don't want them to face the possibility of a deformity because you grew up with those feet and all?
Oh, I see what you did there. No, I would love it if my kid got his finger slammed in the door. I knew a guy growing up. Married one of my good friends who was attacked by a dog when he was a little toddler.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, the dog bit him on the face And he was able to sue for a very large amount of money, saying that this, now I can't be a male model because I was bit on the face. I have this deformity. Like, this is a real thing. Mm-hmm. If you could claim some kind of deformity, you could just be like, I mean, this little girl could have been like, you know, maybe I would have been the next Joe DiMaggio. I don't know. We'll never know now because I'm missing a finger.
Is this retroactive? Can I just like sue my mom for the... for this face?
We can both sue your mom for that face. I've got good news for you, buddy. Since you and I are in business together, we can both sue your mom.
Well, if I were you, I would sue your mom.
Oh my gosh, I had lunch.
I would sue your mom's vagina.
I had lunch with my mom the other day, mm-hmm. and she was talking about something that you said about her, and she goes, and Carl, then you agreed, and you called me a very rude word. I go, I did? What did I call you? She goes, the C word. Oh yeah. I hate that our shows are getting so popular that my family's not watching.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Real popular. Your mom listens.
Well, should you too?
You know, it's more than Patty Seacombs gets.
Yeah, it's true.
I can't imagine his parents are listening. Hey, do you think maybe we could track down Patty Seacombs' parents and get an interview with them?
I want to talk to the dad that left him when he was like four or whatever that story was.
Oh, is that what the story is?
Yeah, his dad went out to get a pack of cigarettes. Never came back. Do you need all your clothes to get cigarettes? Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to need to pack all my clothes to get these cigarettes.
Well, it might rain. It might be sunny. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. I haven't checked the weather yet.
Could be a torrential downpour of snow. Who knows? All right, Carl. You ever heard of a rogue doctor?
Hold on a second, Michael C. That's pretty funny. I don't want that to pass. He says, retired from stand-up or standing?
Waka waka.
All right. Good job, Michael. Thank you.
I'm standing right now, you idiot! It's my John, what'd you think?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Oh, have you seen John with Shulia? I guess you haven't.
I was grilling yesterday evening, and I was watching a 30-minute clip on Drunk on Cringe's channel,
okay,
of Shuli and John, and I,
Drunk on Cringe is putting together some good stuff. But what was so funny is that Shuli's calling him pale, and it turned into the South Park thing. I'm not your pal, buddy. I'm not your buddy, pal. John just kept yelling, "I'm not your pal. I'm not your buddy." Shuli just kept going, "All right, buddy. I'm sorry, pal." It's fun stuff.
There was a Shuli got one line in that got me pretty hard. He told John something like, maybe you should do your laundry. I forget what the setup was,
yeah.
But it was, he nailed him, and I fucking lost it.
Yeah, because John was wearing the same shirt that he wore on Thursday. He was wearing on Saturday.
Right.
And John's claim is that he bought two of the exact same shirt.
Right. I promise you I didn't.
Which I was planning on asking him about, but I don't know if I'll ever talk to him again now.
Oh, man.
Hopefully I will. Hopefully we'll make this happen still.
All right. Well, a rogue Utah doctor has been jailed for just 5 years, Carl.
I have to say, Vinny, you never want to hear the word rogue before doctor. You know, you might want to hear like experienced or calculated, not rogue. You know what word you definitely don't want to hear after the word doctor?
What's that?
Steve. That's bad news.
Am I dying? Okay. Well, Paul Wade Wyatt was handed the sentence in March after targeting patients for eye surgery after being barred from performing such operations.
Well, that's nice of him. So he wants to help out the community.
Yeah,
right,
he's
good.
Like, so I'm legally not allowed to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Literally, this is what this is. This guy, he went and solicited patients.
Right.
And blinded people.
So he literally put a scalpel into people's eyeball. And I'm not sure that's how cataract surgery works.
Yeah. Multiple.
I don't know. Like, if I'm getting eye surgery, I don't want to see anything that looks like a scalpel go in anyone's hand. That's not the tool you want to see for eye surgery. I think we use lasers now, pretty sure.
Oh, my God. I mean, the stories here.
He was trying to scoop out a cataract. He's got an ice cream scoop. Let me get that for you, buddy. Keep your eye open. Can you, nurse, can you please duct tape his eyes open? He keeps blinking. Please get the duct tape.
Yeah, and all of these people ended up blind in one eye or yep. completely blind. And he only got 5 years in jail in Utah.
Yeah.
This has got to be some old frontier fucking law that you're, like, you don't have to have a license to practice medicine on eyes and teeth. Or
this
something
is
stupid.
The real world Dr. Nick from The Simpsons. This is, I mean, I know Dr. Nick is actually based on a real Dr. Nick, but this is, I think he's just so fun and jolly. People are like, well, let's not throw him away forever. It's a cool guy.
Oh, man. This is horrific.
You don't think this is good?
Yeah. Who goes to... who doesn't check out somebody who's going to do surgery on your eyes?
Well, that's the funny part
about
this.
Like, if you get rushed to the hospital and you have appendicitis, you don't really get to pick your surgeon. You fucking wake up. If you're having problems with your eyes, you get to pick your doctor.
Right. So the problem with this guy, and I don't know if it's a problem, but he was offering low-cost treatment specifically to people who couldn't afford and didn't have health insurance. A lot of them illegal immigrants that he would they would help out. And the way this article is written is he's targeting these poor, underserved communities. Like, no. He was offering a discount to people who can't afford regular cataract surgery. And frankly, I think he should be awarded for that. He should be commended.
Oh, he was awarded 5 years in jail.
All right, okay.
And what's interesting here
I never
is,
want to hear about the word discount when it comes to eye surgery. I'm like, no. Go ahead and just give me the Cadillac version.
Charge me
yep.
full price, please.
I'll be paying full price for your time, sir. Yep. Thank you.
Yep. I'll even tip you.
Yep.
Depends on how good a job you do. So you keep that in mind before we turn on that gas.
Yeah, $1,500 up front, $1,500 after the fact. I want to make sure I could see.
You changed the deal.
Thank you for understanding what I was doing there.
A Las Vegas man has been arrested after three people were found dead inside an apartment unit, Carl.
Yes.
Police officers were responding to a different stabbing call around 9 a.m. on June 27th. Man, Las Vegas sounds great.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, your camera froze.
Hey, I'm doing everything I can.
Las Vegas sounds great. Now, the cops showed up to this apartment complex. There's one of the maintenance workers is sitting in the office. He's a 50-year-old Hispanic guy who was stabbed in the leg. And he said the man who stabbed him was in the outside in the courtyard behind the leasing office. Then the suspect, later identified as 30-year-old Spencer McDonald, ran through the leasing office, and police were able to take him into custody. He was arrested. He was caught with a mace sledgehammer type hybrid.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of this thing?
Yeah, that thing could cause some serious hit point damage. That thing. I mean, it is straight out of medieval times. And I guess, what's the point of buying a very scary looking weapon if you're not going to use it?
Well, I think he made that shit.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I don't know where you buy that.
I think you could buy things like that.
And Vegas, probably correct.
Vegas for sure, yeah.
One and then a card game. Before the 911 call took place, police said the leasing office asked two maintenance workers to do a welfare check on an apartment. Officials did not give details on why the welfare check was needed, but the maintenance workers entered the apartment with their key. When they entered,
I would have wanted some details based on what happens next.
Yeah.
I would have appreciated some details.
The only thing that they noticed as they walked in was that the place looked, quote, disheveled.
Yeah.
As they were immediately attacked by Spencer McDonald. One of the workers was able to get away and run to the leasing office, leaving the other one behind. Which is why I always try to work with people slightly slower and fatter than me.
Smart.
That's my rule.
You never have to be the fastest gazelle.
That's correct. The victim was taken to a nearby hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The officer that responded to the apartment complex went to check the apartment in question and located the bodies of three other victims, one of them being the other maintenance worker.
Right.
Yeah, so he's all dead. That.
Yep.
The other victims were Andrew Graydon, who's 43, and Christopher Brassard, 45, and Dina Raker Vale, 80. Graydon's cause of death was blunt, sharp force injuries. Bouchard's cause of death was multiple sharp force injuries.
They're all murdered by this mace. I like how they explained the cause of death. Like, no, we know what happened.
Oh, yeah.
He smashed them all in the face with this mace a bunch of times in a row, and
it's
they died.
It's really hard to buy a toy and not play with it.
It is. You don't want to leave that in the package.
He's charged with three counts of open murder and one charge of attempted murder.
What about the 80-year-old? Did you see who that was?
The 80-year-old, I don't know who. Oh, the grandmother. Yeah, it was grandma.
I texted my grandma this story and just said, watch it.
Yep, it was grandma. Sorry.
Yeah. He murdered his grandmother.
Yeah, with a mace.
Fun stuff.
God bless America.
I got to say, sometimes meth makes you do some funny things, doesn't it? Ah, meth, you got me again. Here I am bludgeoning my grandmother to death.
Let's talk about meth, baby. Let's talk about it, yes, sirree. Let's talk about all the bad things and the bad things meth had seen. Let's talk about meth.
Here we go, Carl. You don't have kids.
What are you saying? What are you trying to say right now,
Well,
Minnie?
I'm just trying to say that you talk a little feminine, you drink your beers like a pussy, and you don't have any kids.
Trying to say I'm gay? Because that's nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's There's nothing wrong with that at all.
You'd be better if you were gay.
No shit. I would have got my teeth fixed.
Yes, you would have.
Yes.
Yes, you would have. That caught me very funny. Carl, that was very funny.
Thanks, buddy.
A Missouri woman accused of kidnapping and killing a woman who was 31 weeks pregnant before cutting the unborn child from her body has been indicted for the fetus's death, Carl.
Okay. We've heard this story before. Is this a different person?
Yes.
Holy shit. Because as I'm reading this, I'm like, we covered this specific story, but it was different people involved in murdering the mother of an unborn child in order to rip the unborn child out.
This is apparently a problem.
It's a problem.
I just watched a video the other day of a woman who got arrested. I think it's JCS has it on YouTube, where the video that they show is of her in the hospital after she got taken there by the police because she was arrested for like drunk driving.
Okay.
But she had like the baby with her, and like she was like, I just gave birth to this baby. She's like, oh, let me get you to the hospital. They get her to the hospital. Around the same time across town, there's another lady who's found ripped open and the baby's gone. And they did an examination on this girl and no baby came out of that hoo-ha. So what I watched was the cops explaining to this woman that her story doesn't check out.
Right.
And that's always a lot of fun. There's nothing I like more than a liar on YouTube.
So here's what I learned from this story, Vinny.
Yeah.
If you want to keep an unborn baby alive, I'd recommend not murdering the mother, because it turns out an important aspect of a baby's health, an unborn baby's health, is the mother being alive.
Even Dr. Steve knows that.
Even Dr. Steve would tell you that. So I feel like they did this in the wrong order, I guess is my point. If we kill the mom, we can get at the baby very easily.
Amber Waterman, 43, was previously indicted in November for the fatal kidnapping of Ashley Bush, who authorities say was shot to death. The remains of the unborn child, which they named, I always find that creepy, when they named the dead baby.
Yeah, that's weird.
Valkyrie Grace Willis. Ugh.
I mean, I was going to say that's the baby's name assigned at birth, but there was no birth, so
yeah.
Never mind.
don't assign a gender to this child.
Yeah.
According to the court documents, Waterman and her husband Jamie abducted Bush for the purpose and benefit of claiming Ashley Bush's child as the defendant's child. Officials in Benton County said Waterman of Pineville, Missouri, lured Bush, who was looking for a job, with a phony job interview posting under the pseudonym Lucy.
Very dishonest of them.
Yes. Lucy met Bush at an Arkansas library for a job interview on October 28th and offered to connect her with someone who could get her a job. They made plans to meet again at a convenience store on October 31st, trick-or-treat, with Bush believing she would go with Lucy to meet the supposed boss about 13 miles away from the store and 25 miles from where the Watermans live in Missouri.
Just use Indeed, all right? Those are real jobs on Indeed. No one wants to murder you and take your unborn child. Just go to Indeed.
I don't know. They want real resumes and shit on Indeed.
Yeah, don't lie about your resume.
Bush was dropped off at the store by her fiancé, Joshua Willis, who probably feels a little silly now, huh? He saw her leave with the woman he had seen meet with Bush at the library. She texted Willis around 3 p.m. to say that she was on her way back to the convenience store, but when the truck Willis saw Bush get into drove by, it drove past the store onto the highway and went north.
Boy, was her face red.
Willis recognized the truck and that Lucy was driving. Suspicious, Willis continued to try and contact his fiancée, but his calls went to voicemail. He reported her missing by 6:30 p.m., which seems like he wasn't too quick on the uptake. That's 3.5 hours later.
They're adults. What are you going to do? Hey, let's get caught up on some Super Chats, because your buddy, the Spud, is wishing us a happy America Day.
Yeah, he loves America Day in Minnesota.
Yeah, we don't call it America Day.
I don't want to dox him.
We don't call it America Day.
But he's in Minnesota.
Cardiff Electric. I don't know why he won't update to the potato cartoon graphic rather than that old computer monitor.
Hey,
keep
Fisker.
Telling him. Fisker Whisker, $2. Super Chat Monday. Don't be a creep this 4th. That's right. You need to super chat us to not be a creep. Happy Super Chat Monday to you too, Fisker Whisker.
Good point, Carl.
And then Cardiff comes back again with another $2.79 Canadian to promote his new show, Yo, Remember the 90s. Him and El Horrible do a show together.
That sounds quite interesting. I remember the 90s.
So you can check that out on the Yo Remember the 90s YouTube channel, because Cardiff has to put everything on a different channel.
Yeah. And by the way, that's, yeah, exactly correct.
Yeah.
And everyone follows his main channel and never follows. Okay. Just the hellscape I'm living in right now. Subreddit Surfing is off this week, by the way. We'll be back next Wednesday with a big, special, fantastic guest that I'm not going to tell anybody who it is.
Oh, that's exciting. All right.
Yep. If you're WATP,
can you sing the Subreddit Surfing theme song? I was trying to sing it the other day on WATP.
Do you want to go subreddit surfing? I want to go subreddit surfing.
Holy shit. I didn't know you were the singer. I thought Cardiff was. I didn't realize you were the vocalist on that song.
Oh, man.
Spot on, my friend.
Yeah, he's a... That's a fucking earworm, dude. Why did you do that to me today?
I know.
All right.
It's catchy.
So here's what happened. Amber Waterman and her husband, Jamie, was charged with being an accessory. Jamie Waterman told authorities that his wife burned Bush's body in a fire pit after they cut out the baby, and they confessed to the killing. The baby was apparently stillborn the day that Bush was reported missing. And Amber Waterman now faces life in prison if she is convicted. And her husband faces a maximum prison term of 15 years. Which you would think, my wife made me do it, is a pretty good argument. I think any judge, any jury should give some sympathy to this guy.
The maximum is 15 years? That's surprising.
I thought so, too.
I don't know. I don't understand how any of this works, actually. What am I talking about?
Yeah. So, Carl, are you ready for our last story of today's special scum parade?
Ready. I've been looking forward to it.
Telling me it's so hot in here.
It's very warm in here in the studio today.
The shocking discovery of 5 baby skeletons in Indonesia, Carl, helped police uncover an incestuous relationship that a father had with his daughter.
Please explain.
I would love to. 2 workers were clearing the land at a former pond site in the village in central Java. I believe this is Indonesia.
Yes.
When they stumbled upon the human skeletons. Investigators led the police to the suspect, identified only as R, who then confessed that he was having sex with his biological 25-year-old daughter for the last 11 years.
And I just wanted to let you know, I did check Pornhub, and those videos are not up yet.
That's correct. 7 babies were born from this illicit union, Carl. 5 boys and 2 girls. The last was born in 2021.
So this guy's pull-out game is atrocious, is what you're telling me. It's, might as well be an NBA superstar. The way this guy's pulling out.
If this guy could fucking shoot a 3, call him, Boston.
Shot a 7.
The 57-year-old father confessed to killing all the babies by suffocating them shortly after they were born and burying them at the former pond site. Yeah. How's that make you feel about America, everybody?
Right? And we've only read stories like that a few times.
Shit like that only happens in... Well, Arkansas, probably Alabama, Missouri.
Well, I think the kicker is, let's explain why he did this, why he thought it was a good idea to have sex with his daughter.
And why was that, Carl? You want to tell everybody?
Yeah, because there was a shaman who told him, if you have sex with your daughter, it'll make you a rich man.
Yeah, and the guy gave him this advice while he was working as a construction worker.
Yes. Turns out, fucking your daughter is not lucrative. And he's complaining that he's still poor, even though he followed this guy's orders. And actually, the shaman told him that he should... Is that the right word? Is it a shaman?
That is correct.
The shaman told him that if he fucks his daughter 7 times, he'll become rich. And this guy's like, well, if 7 times makes me rich, what will 100 times do for me? So I think this guy overshot.
Yeah, I would say he overshot.
I think he overshot, yeah.
He definitely did. Carl, I got to tell you that I'm so glad that I am not the product of an incestuous rape of my father.
You don't know that. Do you think they tell you that? Do you think you'd be the person they give that information to? I mean, you are a Dolphins fan, so it's possible.
Oh, come on, Carl. You've been a Bills fan since the 90s.
What's wrong with that? Yo, remember everything. The 90s when the everything. Bills lost 4 Super Bowls in a row? Use that, Cardiff.
I recall that.
I remember that.
I recall that. All right, buddy boy. This has been a fun episode. Thank you all for hanging out with us today. We will be back on Wednesday with another very silly bonus show.
Oh, let's promote that.
Please, I'm excited for it. And then let's do voicemails before we get out of here. I got a couple voicemails.
Yeah, you know what? I might have some too.
Okay.
So this Wednesday, we're keeping Hulk Hogan going because the Hulkster was part of a failed TV series. Am I right about that TV series?
Thunder in Paradise, brother, starring Terry Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
Now, we are going to be watching the first film, which I believe is like 68 minutes or something stupid like that. It's not even that. It's just completely ridiculous. Hulk Hogan working in a beach shop, befriending children on the beach, and fighting for their mother's honor, dude. It's very weird.
Love it.
So tune in for that. I believe our special pals who are joining us for that are going to be Brian Johnson, who's totally into it, and Andy.
Yeah, we'll both be on WATP later that day, so that's going to be...
Stop trying to copy all my guests.
You started it.
How do you figure?
You asked Andy to join.
He asked me.
Oh. All right. Andy started it then.
Fucking Andy.
Fucking Andy.
All right. You got voicemails, Carl?
I think I have at least one.
Before you do, let's remind everybody they're brought to us by our friends in Syracuse.
The Creep Off voicemail segment is brought to you by the city of Syracuse. Happy 4th of July. Enjoy a world-famous Syracuse dog at one of our many restaurants that the health department hasn't made its way to yet. And if you guess the animal it came from, it's free. See you in Syracuse.
See you there.
Where was the production on that one? What happened?
I didn't have time to do it. He got to me late.
Gotcha.
Thank you very much, Incapable. Great job today. Thank you for the $4.99.
Yes, thank you, Incapable. Appreciate it.
Now, Carl, the podcast prophet called in.
Oh.
What the fuck, Vinny, you fat fuck. It's the podcast prophet. The Holy Spirit speaking through me right now. Just listening to Bad, the latest episode, and good episode. Good, Who Are These Creepos? Shitty episode of Who Are These Creepos? The show they're fucking doing, that women are insufferable.
Correct.
However, Vinny at one point, it's like 55 minutes in, some change. You at one point go... Because Carl corrects you about the hoverboard for Back to the Future, and Carl correctly says, well, what am I, fact-checking? And then Vinny says, you fat piece of shit, you go, I thought there was no fact-checking on this show. Like, there's no C in the word you just said. You said fact-checking.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Everybody know fact-checking.
That's what I call it when Carl corrects me, fact-checking.
Yes. You're actually not witty enough to come up with that on the fly.
M2! Okay. What do you got?
The way I mispronounced that word was the joke, guys. I know exactly how to say exactly. I've known it all along.
Dude, we're playing 4D chess.
Correct. All right. I have a voice.
We're not fat-tongued idiots at all.
Hey, Carl. I guess this is for the fucking creep-off. You fucking sat up there. Oh, Robin Hood, he steals from the rich and gives to the poor. You fucking communist hack. He doesn't steal from the rich. He took money from the government, which stole it from the poor. He took the money back from the government and gave it to its rightful owners, the fucking poor. You fucking communist fucking hack. You, what the fuck? You're a dirty fucking... you fuck two-house owning motherfucker. Fuck you.
Oh, now people are getting angry at me. Vinny, I don't know Robin Hood that well. Isn't he steal from the rich and give to the poor? Wasn't that his whole motto?
Wasn't there a thing with a chicken running around and a snake and a lion? I don't know. Robin Hood?
Robin Hood.
I saw the Disney movie. That's all I fucking know. Right. You think I read fucking Robin Hood?
Sir, I don't know. Maybe you're correct. I don't know a lot about Robin Hood. I thought he was stealing from the rich, giving to the poor. Either way, the government doesn't get their money from poor people. I don't know if you know that. It's not poor people who are funding the war in Ukraine right now, okay? Poor people can't afford these fucking missiles.
And the rocket's red glare.
Yeah.
The bumper's
in
air. Still there. All right, I got another voicemail.
All right.
This is a poem I wrote about the creep-off based on a true story. Roses are red, violets are blue. I like the creep-off, and so should all of my friends.
Pretty good.
That's a good poem. All right. This is a creep report, and it's a doozy, Carl.
Oh, good. I like creep reports.
Hey, this is a little story for the... I don't know what you guys call it, the local creeps or who are your creepos or whatever.
Creep report.
Anyways, went to school with the guy all through elementary school and junior high. Real good friend, went to each other's birthday parties and stuff like that. You know, fun guy. Later on, I kind of lose touch with him, get back in touch when we're 20 years old. I have an apartment. He's been thrown out of his house. So I let him crash on the couch for a while until he started, he tried taking pictures of our female roommate in the shower and picking fights with our apartment manager, threw him out. A couple of years after that, a friend asked me if I had heard about him getting arrested. Like, well, you know, it's not super surprising. I figured maybe it was like petty theft or just something dumb like that. Well, I look at the newspaper and the charges are rape of a 19-year-old retarded man.
Oh!
Yeah. I believe he's out of prison now, but last I heard, he was homeless. So, there you are.
Oh, blah, dee, oh, blah, da, life goes on. Wow!
I didn't see that one coming. Can I just give one critique, though?
Yeah, too many details.
No, that's not what I was going to say at all. Not enough details. We never heard about the female roommate's breast size.
Huh.
I needed that detail because I don't know how creepy it is to take photos of her in the shower or not, right. Unless I know that.
Allow me to change my critique. Too many of the wrong details.
Yes, wrong details, sir.
All right. And I got to tell you, with the most on-point phone call, I didn't even realize how wrong I was until I heard this.
Oh, wow.
Cow photographer with a point.
Good.
Hey, it's Cow photographer. Carl. Rogue One is a garbage-tier Star Wars movie. You think it's good because Felicity Jones is running around with her giant, massive, beautiful milkers bouncing around at the end of the movie. But it's really bad. There's no character development. There's no plot. There's no story. And the only kind of semblance of a story is about something no one gives a fuck about, which is how the fuck did they get the Death Star plans? Who gives a shit, Carl? And then they show Vader as this merciless... Carl, you have such bad taste in everything. Fuck off. Vinny Winnie. People's champ. Yeah. Rogue One sucks.
Felicity's titties.
Yeah.
Made that movie great.
So, Kyle Photographer just shit on his own point immediately in that call. You know why you like that movie, Carl? Because her titties are out. Yeah. That's why we all like it, sir.
Did you think Carl was, well, you were like, yeah, we learned how we get the Death Star plans. We get to see all that stuff. But honestly,
there's also a wisecracking droid. Let's not forget about that.
I am a big fan of those.
Gotta have a wisecracking droid for your comedy relief.
Hey, you know what I'm going to go see tonight?
What are you going to go see tonight, Vinny?
The new Indiana Jones movie.
Why? Is your wife making you do that?
I just watched last night The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Dude, I saw that in the theater, and I was so upset about it. It ruined my year. I was so upset about that fucking movie. It's so bad.
What part is so bad?
Okay, a lot of parts are so bad. Okay. Obviously, surviving a nuclear bomb in a refrigerator is pretty dumb.
Check.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Swinging through the jungle like Tarzan is mostly retarded.
It is greaser motorcycle jack.
Well, dude, they're actually going faster than trucks for some reason, swinging through the jungle. That's how that works at all. That's stupid. And then they come in contact with space aliens, and none of them are even shaken by this. They're like skipping down the hill afterwards, like la di da di da di da, another day.
We're a family now with this old British guy who's talking gibberish for an hour.
Dude, the movie is so fucking bad.
You know what? I gotta tell you something.
What?
I laughed so hard during that, just going, "What is this?"
I know. I went with my buddy Eddie Nebula.
It was so bad.
And we were just by halfway through, we were just heckling the movie the entire time.
It could not ruin my night. It was so goddamn hysterically bad.
Oh, so stupid.
So many terrible decisions.
So speaking of terrible decisions, why are you going to see the next one after that, where Harrison Ford is 112 years old?
Because I laughed my fucking ass off making old jokes about that one. I'm going to watch this shit.
Jesus.
I'm going to IMAX. I want to see all the wrinkles.
I laughed my ass off.
That's it.
We laughed our asses off.
So do you think the motorcycle gang has gotten to your apartment yet? To your new condo, whatever the fuck it is you live in down there?
Dude, it's hysterical because if anything happens in my house, I have a suspect already in mind. He threatened my house or me or something very publicly. Now, I guess he's since deleted the tweet. People are saying that in the chat. But
he looks fucking insane. These stills, like, do you know how much I missed? And I tweeted it the other day.
Yeah.
How much I missed Drop the Needle Anywhere. Yep. Oh, my God. I was so happy to just pause some of these live streams. He's looking like his smile is Florida.
Well, also, when he was his internet was freezing up every time his internet would freeze up, he'd have a different ridiculous face, like right in the camera, too. He's yelling and screaming and frothing at the mouth. So funny.
Hold on a second. I don't know anything about this movie other than it exists in the title. New Indiana Jones, Gross Female Indie Sucks. Oh, they made it an Indiana girl Indiana Jones.
First James Bond, now Indiana Jones.
James Bond's a girl now, too?
Jesus Christ, what is this world coming to?
Oh, that's right, 007 was a lady.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What a world we live in. That's
what
fine.
A world.
I love it.
All right.
Honestly, I think Iron Man should be a woman. I think that we need more She-Hulk. That's me. Just me talking. That Jessica Gao. That show was so good, we need more of it.
You are an idiot. You are quite the idiot. Hey, I see my buddy Jay, who does lights for the Isotopes, is in the chat.
Jay. What's up, Jay?
Jay, I'll see you. I'll see you at rehearsal in about an hour.
You guys are doing band practice today.
We got a gig this Friday. I think it's Friday. What's July 8th? Is that a Friday?
Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck?
Maybe it's Saturday. Anyway, July 8th down at Charlotte Beach.
All right. Well, Carl, let's say goodbye to everybody.
TheIsotopes.com to learn more.
Okay. All right. We'll be back next week. It'll be a competition. Carl's at Game Point. And I don't know what the category is going to be. Feel free to tweet at us or give us suggestions for categories. I'm all ears.
How about Stunt Boys? Radio show Stunt Boys could be the category. You can have Turd, and I'll have Sundry John.
Turd?
Is John the stupidest guy in the world?
All right.
All right. It's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
Hold on. I got to get us out of here.
Please do. Yeah. Please.
You made it this far through all of the voicemails. The creep up has come and gone away. Now it's time to sit down and get comfy. Cause Carl and Vinny gonna give us a stump parade. Battles and psycho rage. There's gonna be murderers and madness and AIDS. Only the greatest living waste of space. We're gonna see the creeps out stalking your family pets. Hey, I don't understand it, but what can I say? It's a perfect weekday for a scum parade. Super Chat Monday.